live from Studio G, my friends. Good to see you here as we get rolling on a brand new, well, free-for-all Friday. Talking to you from the foxhole of freedom. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Three big things you need to know to start your day. Number one, a prime minister is on his way to the United States, but he won't be meeting with Joe Biden, but he will be sitting down with Donald Trump. Apparently, Viktor Orban believes Trump is on his way back to Washington. I think a lot of us believe that. Number two, several hours before the State of the Union, the Laken-Riley Act was passed. It was a big deal. Laken-Riley, of course, the student killed there in Georgia here a couple of weeks ago. So we've got that going for us. And number three, Joe Biden came out. Joe Biden came out last night. Man, he was all sorts of fired up. He was over-medicated, clearly. I think it's pretty safe to say he was over-medicated with Joe Biden to give the State of the Union address. Only the second time it's ever occurred in March. The first time also feeble Joe Biden, but he wasn't feeble Joe. He was fired up Joe. He was talking so fast. He was slurring his words because he was not because the way he normally does. He wasn't fighting with a prompter. He was fighting to keep his heart rate under 125 beats per minute. We've been discussing for days what Biden would focus on. I mean, there isn't much Americans are buying about his time in office. The border's wide open. The brutal murder of Laken-Riley that I just mentioned has put a face in the crisis. And it's become the number one issue for Americans. Today, you get to comment as well. The Common Sense Hotline open, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966, because it is Free for All Friday. The failure of his efforts on the economy are also top of mind for millions of Americans who see the cost of everything blowing through the roof. Gas, milk, eggs, everything. Rent and mortgage rates, too, soaring under the banner of Bidenomics. By the way, Bidenomics, a word that has turned toxic. Didn't hear that word last night. Not one time missing from the entire State of the Union speech. I mean, we knew there was nothing they could point to, so I told you they would be gaslighting at an Olympic rate, which, by the way, is about the only thing Joe Biden can do at that level, unless he's jacked up on B12 and amphetamines like he was last night. He was jacked up. And unless, of course, you consider turning access to Joe Biden to an Olympic sport for cash, then he's pretty good at that, too. Anyway, we knew that old Joe was going to be lying about just about everything. I was right, even more than I realized. I want you to hear a couple of things as we get the phones ready. 877-310-9966. Byte 11, here's Joe Biden on January the 6th. Listen.
Democracy prevails. We must be honest. The threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that. This is the moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies. Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win.
So, Free for All Friday, 877-310-9966. Anywhere in America. Yeah, anywhere in America. I want to hear from you. What did you think? Did you watch it? It's important that you watched it. And what are you doing to save the country today? 877-310-9966. One more comment from last night, and then we're going to get to it, all right? Here we are, Byte 12. Biden lies about Ukraine and Donald Trump all at the same time. Here it is.
If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. But Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that it needs to defend itself. That is all. That is all Ukraine is asking. They're not asking for American soldiers. In fact, there are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine, and I'm determined to keep it that way. But now, assistance to Ukraine is being blocked by those who want to walk away from our world leadership. It wasn't long ago when a Republican president named Ronald Reagan thundered, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Now, my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want.
Which, of course, was a blatant lie, but what else are you going to do when you got nothing else really to talk about? Let's start with Free for All Friday. Bob is in Lansing, Michigan to start the program today. Bob, how are you today?
Very good, Steve. And I listen to you religiously and every morning. And I had an idea about how possibly Donald Trump could possibly stem the flow of this illegal immigrants coming. And one thing is that if he would, in his speeches, if he would mention that in sending back these people to their countries of origin, that he would be billing these countries for their keep in this country, plus their transportation back. And if they did, you know, if these countries didn't, respond to this, that saying no, that he would be cutting the ones that...
So we need to send them the bill. I think that's not a bad idea, Bob. Let's send them the bill. I don't think they're going to pay it. I mean, nobody pays the bills around here except America with your tax dollars, $35 trillion in debt, and another $1 trillion in debt every 100 days, Bob. That's the problem. Thanks for stopping in. Greatly appreciate it. William is in Kansas today. William, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
It ain't really nothing to do with what was going on last night, but I've been wanting to say it for quite a while. Biden has taught us all one thing, how people really are.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there are good people, there are bad people, and I don't know what I mean by it. I like the thought that it says to me, I guess. You know, it shows us how people really are.
All right. Bad. All right, William, thank you for that. Susan, standing by in Florida. Susan, how are you today?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Susan, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for all the great work you do.
Thank you.
And your beautiful wife. You guys are great. I do listen to you very frequently. And I actually called in a few weeks ago. You know what the gentleman prior, I think what he was trying to say is there's just so much going on in America that we can't stand anymore. It's a real fight against good and evil. You know, we didn't recognize that 3 years ago. But, you know, as the years go on in this Biden regime, we see how crippling America has become. And I think most Americans, are just super fed up with it.
But they're overwhelming us at every turn. And look. We saw it last night. He openly lied. Crime is at its lowest level in 50 years. No, it's not. It's at the highest point it's been in 50 years. He says the complete opposite, does Joe Biden. So they just lie, and most people don't even know whether it's true or not. So they just go, it is. Crime's down. Wow, that's great. I have more with John, Dan, Joe, Joel, and so many more after the break here on Free for All Friday.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVIDFluRSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.